Where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, right there on Dunn Road in Florissant, or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey, Betty, did you see that ad from the folks attacking Amendment 1, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment?
Oh, you mean the ad paid for by HSUS?
Wait, paid for by who?
HSUS, you know, the group that spends millions attacking the rights of hunters and farmers.
I didn't know they were behind that ad.
They sure were. In fact, over 90% of the money being used to attack Amendment 1 came from outside of Missouri, given by radical animal rights groups.
Well, why would they care about Amendment 1?
Well, HSUS knows that Amendment 1, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment, will stop their war on farmers. That's why thousands of Missouri family farmers and every mainstream farmers group in Missouri supports Amendment 1.
So Amendment 1 won't let China invade Missouri?
Jack, we've already been over that. 97% of Missouri's farms are family-owned and operated. Amendment 1 protects them.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Let's keep Missouri farming and vote yes on 1. Paid for by Missouri Farmers Care, Gary Wheeler, Treasurer.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
You know, if we were like that group Home Free, we could redo this theme with just... Yeah, Jose's giving a look like, nah, don't do that. It is Monday, which means it's Tech Talk Day, which means if you have a problem, I was on the phone today for 45 minutes with my internet satellite dish people, because that's how I have to get high speed, is from a dish, because they don't run DSL, they don't run cable. Out to where people live like Tarzan in the middle of the jungle. So I know the frustration, but here's your chance to talk to somebody who may very well be able to give you an answer about your TV, your computer, your tablet, your phone. His name is Jose Hernandez, and I'm going to give you the numbers, and he's going to do a little monologue, a little tech monologue, and then you're going to get a chance to ask him your questions. The numbers are 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS, and he's brought to you by Oric. These are terrific stores, and they're locally owned and operated stores. And yes, they have the great Oric vacuum cleaner line, but they have a lot of other great products, and we'd appreciate it if you go in, you tell them your AM and the PM. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I had something I had discovered, and I forgot what it was. It was high-tech something, and I don't remember. So I don't know if you heard the guy call last week, but he had a great observation. He said, how come with all of today's technology, every time we watch the news and there's a surveillance video of a robber, they can barely make them out and they're blurred and still sometimes black and white at the counter where they... That's a great question. It's just, to me, the answer is the place never upgraded
right. Their
equipment, and they still probably have a VCR machine, you know, recording on a loop or something.
Because it's the same thing with aircraft black boxes. The new aircraft are required to have more and more channels of things they measure.
No.
If you have an aircraft from 15, 20 years ago, it had like two channels that measured like throttle input and altitude.
Yeah. So what do you have to share with us?
Do you use Yelp? Have you heard of Yelp?
I've heard of it. I don't use it.
Because more and more people are using Yelp to rate their experiences on any given events. The New York Post reported that the Union Street Guest House in Hudson, New York, is fining couples $500 for every negative review posted online on any website by one of the guests. So if you have a wedding there and your guests don't have, quote-unquote, a great experience and post a negative Yelp ad or any other ad, they will be informed that the hotel is going to charge the bride and groom $500 per incident.
Well, that seems a bit harsh to me, but I do wish somebody would come up with a way to stop anonymous cowards from putting negative comments on posts.
I agree.
I don't know if this is the way, but
it doesn't end there, because if you're staying in their hotel to attend another wedding and you post a negative ad on any of the sites about your stay there, they'll fine you from the credit card that you leave them as deposit, $500 for each event, till you take them down.
You know what? We ought to.
Is this legal?
It's part of the contract that you sign when you know, that stuff that nobody ever reads,
right,
when they log
when
in.
The book.
But basically, it's part of it. The problem is the hotel really needs to correct the policies to meet their guest needs, not use intimidation to enforce it. Because right now on Yelp, they've got a one-star rating from thousands of people who've said things like, don't try and cancel or change your reservation because no one will answer or return your phone calls.
But I'm amazed at how many people don't understand this, and this is so simple. When you go to look at comments about a resort or a car dealership or whatever, you have to understand something. The competition can very easily go on pretending to be a customer.
Right.
I'll never go there again. That's what I hate about that stuff. And I think if anybody complains about this radio station, I like the story Jose just gave us. We will here's the deal. I'm announcing it now. If you call Mike Dorsey or you email him or you go on the KTRs and you post any negative comments about this show, $1,000 fine.
Wow.
There you go.
I like it.
Cost you $1,000.
Google has mapped the world's streets, and they have developed cars to drive them. Google has announced a new function called Baseline. They want to collect molecular and genetic information on people. They want your DNA. They're going to use it to do mapping of health and diseases, supposedly. So if you don't, if you don't trust Google now reading your email, I don't know that folks are going to give them their DNA. Last but not least, unlocking cell phones is again legal. As of Friday, President Obama signed the law that says you can unlock your cell phone. For those that may or may not know, unlocking a cell phone is a practice of changing the phone's settings so that it can work with any cellular network as opposed to the one that you purchased it from. So, for instance, if you have an AT&T phone and you want to go to T-Mobile, now you can unlock your phone so that it'll work with T-Mobile.
You just reminded me of what I wanted to mention, but it's more of a question. And you don't have an iPhone, so you probably can't answer. My son, over the weekend, has an iPhone, and it rang, but he had it on silent. But the flash, for the flash camera, it strobed. It flashed to let him know somebody was calling. I thought, I said, hey. He said, you could do that on your phone. But he forgot to tell me how
to
do it.
Is it an app or something, I'm sure? Or is it a setting? It might be a setting.
I think it's a setting. I tried to find it. I can't find it. But what a great idea. Let's say you're in a loud restaurant. Because I've been in loud restaurants, and even though it's on vibrate, sometimes you just don't feel. But if you set it down and you saw it flash, you'd know that, you had a call or text or whatever.
It'd be interesting if you were in a theater and had it set to silent but flat. It goes off in the middle of the theater.
Yeah, which is when you don't want it to flash or go off in a theater. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Last but not least, I'm getting a lot of questions now about purchasing of laptops. People want to know what to do about how to buy a laptop. So real quickly, based on the price point you want to spend, how much money, you need to go to one of the big box stores and you want to find the largest screen of all the ones available for that price. Screens being equal in size, you want the fastest processor. Screen and processor being equal, you want the biggest hard drive. Those three being equal, you want the largest amount of RAM. The only difference is, unlike PCs, keyboard layouts for laptops are not standardized. The size of the keys and their location are in lots of different places. So the reason I recommend you go to one of the box stores is to lay hands on it to see if it fits and is going to be what you want. Some of them have that little touchpad is off-center to one side or the other. So if you're typing, it's going to get in the way.
I've heard you tell people this a dozen times.
Yep.
The same stuff. And here's a great example. I have one laptop computer. And I noticed that when I was typing, the cursor would go places I didn't want it to go, and I realized my thumb was brushing that little cursor square.
Yep.
I went in and found there's a setting you can disable that pad, because I use a mouse. I use a wireless mouse. I disable that pad, and now I type, and it never gets messed up.
Right.
You're right. The keyboard layout is everything.
The other thing would be, the recommendation I have is to take the extended warranty on it. I don't normally recommend extended warranties on any electronic devices. Laptops is a yes, because they experience more environmental changes, vibration, temperature, humidity, than any other electronic device, and it's worth the money to spend on those.
Okay. Off to the phones we go, and up first would be John. John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. It's John.
Hey, John.
Hey, and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The one question I got, my TV, it's HD. When you, it changes from a dark screen to a light screen, it stays on a, like a dark screen. It takes a little bit to go back to a brighter screen.
That doesn't sound good.
What model is it?
It's a Vizio. It's just a 32-inch HD. Everything's in HD. I noticed it since we put it in HD.
How old a machine is it?
It's about 5 years old.
Okay.
Would it matter if it's plasma or?
It's probably
it's
LED. LCD or LED?
Which is it?
LCD.
LCD, yeah. You might want to go to the Vizio site underneath their support and see if there's any other users having that issue. It may be something going on with that technology specifically.
I was looking to see if I could make an adjustment on you know what I'm talking about, the
right. The contrast.
Setup adjustments there and hadn't changed anything. I thought maybe I had to buy a new TV, a bigger one.
Well,
if
if you're looking for a reason to buy a bigger TV, absolutely. This one's broken.
Yeah.
It's broken.
There you go.
It's horrible. Yeah, you're going to need at least an 80-inch television to make up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll have to tell her that.
Problem solved.
You tell her Jose said so.
Yeah.
All right, will do. Thanks, man.
Thank you, John. Boy, when he said settings on the TV, all right, how many are old enough to remember on the back of the TV the horizontal and the vertical settings?
Oh, yeah.
Where you could adjust and make it roll.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you need like a screwdriver,
yes,
too, for some of them. They had the notch in the middle of it.
And sometimes it would be rolling, and you get behind it, and you can stop it. It rolls slower and slower, and then you go, there, right there. It stopped rolling. And you can move the picture left and right. Wow, the old days. Greg, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Greg.
I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, you might be able to answer this question, but if not, Jose can take it.
He's my assistant. Go right ahead.
We are moving to a rural area in Illinois, and we are looking at a internet dish or a dish for internet, specifically for security cameras. So we don't know whether we do HughesNet, DishNet, or if there's somebody else out there.
I've had Hughes, and I dumped them. I used Wild Blue Exceed. They actually now call themselves Exceed. The problem is you got a big limit on your gigabytes. I'm going to bump mine up. I get 10 gigabytes a month for $60. That's not very much. For $140, I get 25 gigabytes. And if you're talking cameras, does that mean, Jose, he's constantly eating up Wi-Fi data?
Well, likely what's going to happen is his security system will record locally to a device at the facility.
Correct.
And then when he wants to look at it, he's going to use bandwidth to go in, and it'll like send an email and say the door's been opened.
Okay.
Then he's going to, I presume, he's going to log into his system and see who or what the video was of that door opening.
This Exceed. I do. I just wish they weren't so expensive. In fact, I talked to him today, and I just said, man, 10 gigabytes. It rolls over the 12th of every month, it rolls over to another 10 gigabytes, and you can't carry over, and 10 is nothing, and it's frustrating, because my wife, there's something on Netflix she wants to, you can't do it. I think I'm just going to have to bite it and bump it up to 25 gigabytes for $140 a month, but Exceed works very well.
Okay.
All right.
And it's on the roof, I take it?
Yeah, the dish is on, yes, it is on the roof.
Okay.
It has a southern exposure.
Yes.
You need to be able to see southernly.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
For all the satellites or just Exceed?
Almost all of them. They're all south or southwest. Yeah. If you get a clear shot. Okay, thank you. Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, I answered one.
You didn't even need Jose for that one.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Bill.
AM in the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I think I got a great deal for a Dell Venue Pro. It came with Windows 8.1, came with Office. Simple question. Is it pretty much like any computer when it comes to antivirus software?
Any of the Windows-based computers, yeah.
Okay.
Macintosh has their own sort of different way of doing antivirus. But any Windows-based machine, any of the free, the VAST, the AVGs,
okay.
Should take good care of it.
The hard, the hardware and the operating system's pretty compatible. Same, same threats, same everything.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, next, so when you were talking about satellites real quick, pointing to the south, is that also for any satellite, like TV, internet, or...
For some strange reason, because I have Dish for television, too, and they all seem to point essentially about the same spot. The same clearing in the trees.
With pretty much most of them are southerly.
Right, south, southeast, southwest, but yeah, southerly.
So if I have tall trees in the common ground behind my house, it's probably not a good choice. They're fairly close.
Only somebody from the company, they'll come out with a meter, and they'll shoot it, point it up at the, they'll tell you. And they shouldn't charge you to do that. If they think you're a potential customer, they'll come out and read it and tell you if you've got a clear shot.
Cool. That's good to know. Thank you, guys.
Well, that's two people I've helped.
Wow. Jose, see you, Jose.
You getting nervous?
It's good knowing you.
Be sure to join me next Monday for my new segment, the Dish Internet segment. Let's have Jim come in here. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Okay, I've got kind of a two-part question that has to do with the same topic, and that has to do with my Internet service or data service with my phone. I have the V service. I won't mention the name. But it's the one that starts with V. I have unlimited data on one of the carryovers, but it seems like, I don't know if they're purposely slowing mine down, but it is horribly slow now to the point where even a simple YouTube video can't be played without multiple stops and starts. The second part of the question has to do with, you mentioned being able to open your phones up now, but they also prevented us from being able to turn our phone into a mobile hotspot because having the unlimited data. So was there any legislation recently? I thought I heard someone mention that they might not be able to prevent you from doing that anymore either.
I haven't heard about that one specifically. The company to which you're discussing announced, I think it was last week, that the top 5% of the data users in their unlimited packages at some certain point are going to start being throttled back. And it has to do with a whole series of criteria. One, you're in the top 5%. Two, you're accessing data at the same time everyone else is trying to get it. So, for instance, if you're accessing your unlimited data at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, you shouldn't see any limits from that company because you're the only one trying to get any large amounts of data. But basically, they use that back in the day to try and get more and more customers to come over to them. They have since, because, you know, if you upgrade your phone, they're going to change that contract and you will no longer have unlimited data.
Unless I bring my own phone to the table.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which is what I did the last time.
Right. But yeah, so you should be able to, unlocking them, I would presume if you can root your phone, you should be able to install a third piece of software that would allow you to tether that phone. I would presume also the company will monitor your data usage, and if they see a sharp increase at any given time, they're probably going to want to know what's going on.
One last quick question. I don't want to hog it up here, but these super high-speed internet services they're mentioning for homes, because I've got horrible home service as well. Seems like it's even slower than dial-up sometimes. Are these services going to be worthwhile and economical for most home users?
I would think so. I know that the local cable company has one, as well as the local AT&T provider also has the capability for higher-speed internet above your DSL.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. We lost our... Oh, there, our screen's back. We'll wrap it up with Paul. Paul, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Paul?
I just have a quick answer to Frank's LED iPhone question.
Oh, very good.
Oh, okay.
It's just located in your general settings,
right?
General accessibility,
and then
you just toggle on LED for alert, and that's it.
LED for alert.
I did that, and I had my wife call my phone, and it didn't flash. So I'll do it again. I'll try it again. Maybe I did something wrong. But I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Since that was for me, we'll go to Janet. She'll be the last call. Janet, say hi to Jose.
Hi. Oh, I'm glad I got in. I have a question. Are you familiar with something called My Search Dial?
I am not.
Okay. I used to have, I'd open up my laptop, my desktop, and, it would... my search thing was, I guess, Google or something. I think it was Google. And I don't know. I cannot remember. I must have clicked on, you know, and I don't normally do this, but I must have clicked on something, and all of a sudden my search dial came up, and it now it is my, you know, it's my, what do you call that, browser?
Your default search provider.
Yeah, and I cannot get it off my computer.
Janet, tell the truth, did you, and you say accidentally, did you look at some porn?
Well, no, not this time.
Okay, not this time.
Janet, if you'll send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com,
okay,
we can get a great more in detail on how to get that removed for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is it? Techquestions@ktrs.com. I will do that now.
Thank you, Janet.
So much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
An email is on the way to you now from Janet. Well, enlightening, entertaining, informative, educational. All of those describe the segment you just heard. You'll hear it again next Monday. And please remember, it's brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Stop in and check out the new Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner, as well as the other great Oreck vacuum cleaners and spot removers and all kinds of stuff that's real affordable and make your home a better place. Give it up, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And Jose will be back next Monday. Now the awkward silence that comes from waiting for Dan to have John.
I've been looking for him.
Uh-huh. And how long have they been looking for him?
Since before Janet was on the phone.
Quite a while. He knows he's on today.
Yes, he does. He's already sent me a text.
And so this is kind of on him. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to you about the guy and his company that did our kitchen and has been in charge of the rebuilding of our flooded basement, of the bathroom part of it anyway, Thompson Price. There is a man named Thompson Price. You can call him Tom, and he's in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. He's also in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. That's right, just like Cooperstown for baseball, and, you know, there's a Hall of Fame, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not as well known. Sounds like a joke, but it's not. And it's tough to get into. And he's in there. And every year when the home show comes to town, you've probably noticed the person they have speak at the seminars at the home show in St. Louis is Tom Price. He knows what he's doing. And he will only do it one way, and that's the right way. And when he and his people meet with you to discuss remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom, what's going to happen is they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and you're going to wonder, why all the questions? Well, think about it. How can you build somebody's perfect kitchen or bathroom if you don't ask them a lot of questions? You want to know how tall family members are. You want to know who's left-handed, who's not. You want to know how old. You want to know if the possibility of older people, parents, grandparents, coming to live and use that kitchen. Who cooks? How? What level of cooking? Gourmet cooking? Beginner cooking? Nobody cooks? But then someday when you sell the house, you want to at least make it attractive to somebody who's going to buy it who might cook. So you take all that into consideration and a whole bunch of other things I haven't mentioned. What you end up with is what you want. Your money's worth. Every dollar's worth. For years and years and years, you'll look at it and be glad you made that decision. You want to get some other bids? Go ahead. You'll get some that are lower, maybe some that are higher, but pay close attention to how they work with you and how they meet with you and the questions they do or don't ask you. Pay attention. And you're probably going to make the decision we made after we talked to Thompson Price's people and two other people. We went with Tom Price. And then we did it for the bathroom a year or two later and the next bathroom a year or two later. And if we ever do anything else, that's who, we're not taking any other bids. Because once you've seen perfection, once you've seen somebody do it the way you'd do it if you knew how, that's what you're going to want. Showroom is in repair. It looks like a bomb hit the whole shopping center there, but it didn't. They're remodeling, and lots of stuff's under construction, but they are open for business about a half mile east of 270 in there with TJ Maxx, McAllister's Deli's next door. They're open, too. Go in, get a sandwich or whatever after you walk through the showroom. Please don't let the plywood and the temporary fencing scare you away. This is the place. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Bath, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Meep, meep.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
We have a crash now on southbound 270 south of Doherty Ferry, and that's got the two left lanes blocked, and it's a solid jam now from a little bit south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Once you get beyond that, it's a good run through 55. Westbound 40, a little heavy between Hampton and McCausland. You're slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 east of McDonnell, you'll hit the brakes, and it's slow through Lindbergh and 170. We also have that northbound 67 traffic really stacking up north of Highway 94 over the Clark Bridge, and a report of a stalled vehicle on northbound 170 at Page that's blocking the left lane. And this report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Do you suffer from chronic knee pain? Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants for a clinical research study for people with osteoarthritis of the knee. If you are between the ages of 35 and 85 and have been experiencing mild to moderate pain in one or both knees for at least 6 months, you may qualify to participate in a clinical trial testing and investigational topical spray medication. Qualified participants will receive study-related medication, x-rays, and medical exams at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Deeply rooted in his conservative convictions, Dr. Bob Onder has committed himself to Missouri families. Whether it's raising his six children, caring for his patients, or running his business, Bob Onder lives out the conservative values that make our state strong. As a medical doctor and small business owner, Bob Onder knows firsthand how big government regulations like Obamacare destroy our liberty and prosperity. That's why he has always fought against Obamacare. Dr. Bob Onder has a strong record of standing up for constitutional principles, fighting for our Second Amendment rights, and opposing tax increases. He understands that jobs are not created by higher taxes, but by allowing Missourians to keep more of their hard-earned money. Bob Onder has an A rating from the NRA, and Bob is the only Senate candidate endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. A committed conservative, dedicated to Missouri families. Dr. Bob Onder for State Senate.
Paid for by Under from Missouri, Doug Miller, CPA, Treasurer.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Summer, a perfect time to visit Noble Ice Vineyards in beautiful Augusta, Missouri. Noble Ice's friendly staff is ready to greet you with a complimentary wine tasting. Noble Ice is located in historic Augusta wine country, just 1 mile past Augusta, Missouri. Take Highway 94 West from Highway 64 for 18 miles, and you will find Noble Ice Vineyards perched on a hilltop overlooking beautiful wine country. For more information, visit NobleIceVineyards.com. That's N-O-B-O-L-E-I-S Vineyards.com.
Are you flying blind in retirement? Do you know exactly where you're going or how you'll get there? Learn the critical steps to change the course of your retirement right here on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Dan, did you tell him we have to pick it up a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
Because he came in late. Did he get mad?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He got mad?
Yeah, he did.
He can't hear me now.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Well, look here. Look who's here. John Landoff. We finally found him. Hello, John.
Who is this?
Walter Brennan from the Voice of
Delmar. I'm looking all over for you guys.
Walter Brennan from the Voice of Delmar Garden.
You can see me. I'm picking up phones. Hello, hello. They're like, no, wrong number. I'm like, is this Frank? They're like, no, this is Bill. Bill, I'm looking for Frank.
Now, how come when we were trying to reach you, the other people there working on finding you kept saying we're trying to find him?
I was in the conference room doing some
conferencing.
Negotiating. So and I wasn't looking at my phone because I'm trying to do a much better job of not only not texting and driving, but not when I'm in a meeting and not, you know, like reading text or emails. But I'm getting better at that, I think.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, do we...
How are you?
I'm good. Do we mention the acquisition or is that for later?
That's for later.
Okay. All right. That'll make people keep
acquisition.
Listening. Because they'll think, what, did he buy another dealership? Did he buy what? Is he opening a mall? Or and now they'll keep listing. So that'll
mall.
Be down the road.
A dealership or a mall?
Wow.
Well, yeah, like an auto mall.
Are we going to talk about
an auto mall?
You never know.
Talk about Danny's birthday?
It is his birthday. He's 56 today, and I wish you were here because the best German chocolate cake in the world is sitting right here on the console.
Yep.
This woman, Nora Pfeiffer, makes it for him every year, has done it for years and years and years. She's not doing us any favors because it's...
I you did that.
Yeah, boy, is it good. It's the best German chocolate cake I've ever tasted.
You know, that's not nice, talking about how great something is. And, you know, I can't have a bite. Everyone listening can't. What if you invite, like, people to start coming over and getting a bite of Dan's cake?
Because every listener we have, all 50 people would be here, and there's only one cake, and then somebody get mad because, hey, where's the cake?
Yeah.
Let me help you with something.
Yeah.
You got a lot more than 50 people listening.
You know, I mean, I think
there's at least 150.
No, I think it's a million. I think a million people listen. I'm not kidding.
I think so.
I'm not kidding. Like those people Saturday I talked to that were in your dealership buying the vehicle.
That's right. There's so many people that just really love you, Frank. I mean, you know, me being one of them. But, people just absolutely.
No, they don't.
You should see their face when they start, when they hear your voice. Yeah. They can't believe it.
Yeah.
They can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And they're
it.
Like, wow, you know what? And people, we call and you answer the first ring, second ring. You know? And if you're busy with something, say, hey, can I call you back in a little bit? Yeah.
See, you know what? Here's what people need to know. If you go in there and you buy a vehicle, and even if it's Saturday or if it's in the evening, and you go, I'm only buying this in one condition. Get Frank on the phone. He'll get me on the phone, and I'll talk to you. We'll talk. See? Where else do you get that? Go try to get Walter Brennan on the phone at the Voice of Del Mar Gardens.
Hello?
Good luck.
Let's talk about just what a great weekend we had. Beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. We're, just, can I guess how many vehicles Chevy is sending to us off the transports here in the next probably 2 weeks?
14,000.
78.
14,000.
Dan's he's being stupid. He's being stupid. Yeah. No, he's just
birthday.
Being,
I mean,
he's being stupid.
Funny,
he's being stupid.
But it's your birthday, so we'll say, you're something else, boy. 14,000.
I'm going to say 80 to 100. Pion, what do you think?
Over the course of this next
two
week?
2 weeks.
I'll say 175.
Whoa.
That was pretty close. We're getting about 150 vehicles.
Way to go, Peon.
I'll say 150.
We've already received over 40. It's Mary Ryan's vacation time. So we have a lot of people filling in on the phones and helping. Even Kitty's helping answering the phones. And that's where she started. She got her career break in life here at Johnny Law and Duck Chevrolet. Kitty Keneally Harrison did answering the phones.
Do you think she would consider it her career break in life that she answered the phone for that place? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, who's answering most of the time during the day since Mary's gone?
Linda. Linda is the secondary primary backup to Mary when Mary's on vacation.
Is Linda there right now?
Is Linda there right now answering the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you transfer us to her so I can see what it would sound like if we were to call and how she answers the phone? Because I know how Mary answers the phone. Could we do that?
Do you want me to call on the other line?
Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh, John will get to listen in, too.
Yeah, he'll get to hear how she answers the phone. So I'm putting him on hold there. Now, Dan, get another line when it rings. Let me know when it's ringing. I'll leave John on this one.
Okay. Call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Uh-oh.
I think you hung up on John.
Did you?
I don't think
I did. Calls being monitored for quality.
Johnny Londa Chevrolet, this is Linda.
Linda, this is Frank Opinion, and we're on the air, and we just wanted to call because Mary's on vacation, and we were just talking to John, and we just wanted to see how you answered the phone, and I think you sound very, very nice.
Well, thank you.
Are you nice, or do you just sound nice?
No, I am nice.
And what do you do when you're not answering the phone when Mary's gone?
Well, I also work for the St. Louis Cardinals as an usher.
Wow.
Neat.
All right. Well, let me just clue you in on something.
Okay.
Sometimes Dan Strauss, he makes counterfeit armbands and things to get up into the suites. and he does. He gets construction paper, makes wristbands and stuff.
Do you have a photo ID of him?
We'll send you his photo. And if you see him up in the suites
with an
armband, it's fake. It's counterfeit.
It okay.
Bust him, okay?
If you ever see him in Busch Stadium, he's there illegally.
Now we have John on the phone. John, we got Linda. She answered the phone. She did a great job, John.
Linda?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, a little embarrassed, but I'm okay.
Oh, Linda, don't be. You know what? I mean, don't let Frank know that he embarrassed you, okay? No, you're just doing a great job, and we thank you very, very much because it's very busy.
Yes, it is.
In fact, it's so busy, she needs to go because she's probably got people calling, and we're tying up the phones. So,
Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Do a great job, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, we call people out. We test them on the spot. And we talked. She was very good.
Best.
Big Cardinals fan.
Yeah, she said she's some part-time usher or something.
Yep, that she sure is.
So we told her to watch out for Dan and bust him because he makes counterfeit armbands, wrist bracelets to get into the suites that he doesn't belong in. He goes and eats people's food in the suites. I'm serious.
Dan, you do not.
He's done
really?
It.
Oh, he does.
Yes,
no,
he has done.
You're right, John. I don't do that.
I seldom go to a ball game, and I'm there one night, and up comes Dan to the suites, or whoever it was. I forgot who invited us. And I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, look. And he showed me his armband thing that he made. He said, you know, you just get some instruction paper, and then you can go in. And I thought, well, you know what? We're going to have to get you arrested or something. I think you go to prison for that. That's fraud.
Probably.
We would never do that to your buddy. Frank,
no, I would never.
Like Dan.
It's a felony.
No, he's talking to Frank.
I would never do that, John.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Sure. I'm going to tell you what you will do, though. You're going to come up here and buy another car from us pretty soon.
Who?
You. That's it.
Give yourself a birthday gift. It'll help out a little bit.
Hey,
okay?
I still have a year left on my lease and my.
Have you ever heard of pull ahead on that that lease?
Pull ahead.
What's on my birthday?
That sounds dirty.
I'm going to pull ahead on my birthday. That's a great birthday.
Mine, will you please?
My gift to myself.
Happy birthday to me.
That's funny.
Now, listen, we're out of time because you got in here late. What would you like to sell real quickly?
We want to sell everything.
Okay.
We have way too many cars and trucks. Great, great, great deals on everything in inventory. Chevy Cruze, number one selling car in St. Louis. We've got over 100 in stock, probably close to 100 Equinox in stock, and probably well over 200 Silverado extended cab.
Is that the plural of Equinox? Is the plural is Equinox? Like, would you say I have two Equinox at our house, or would you say I have two Equinoxes?
I have 100 Equinox in stock.
He's sticking with Equinox.
It's not Equinox.
What's the plural of ox?
Oxen.
Oxen. So Equinoxen. I think it's Equinoxen. Yeah. I have 100 Equinoxen. Well, the plural of
probably
ox is oxen. I think it's Equinoxen. I have 100 Equinoxen.
I don't think that's correct.
All right, John, we're going to put you on
hold. If a guy named Ollie comes in, he can get Ollie Equinoxen free.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? We need to call GM and find out what the plural of Equinox is.
Hold on, John. We're going to put you on hold and call GM.
What? I'm not good enough?
Well, I don't know that you are.
If I have 100 of something in stock, I can call them whatever I want. I have 100 Equinox.
He's got a point there.
Ready to go. Priced. Ready to go, buddy. Huh? How about that?
Okay, we'll stick with that until we find out that there's another plural.
How about that? I mean, just answer me. You're right, John.
You're right, John.
All right. There you go. Thanks. Now I feel like a client. Now I feel important.
Feel like giving a phone number. Do you feel like giving a phone number?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm getting there.
Go ahead.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Please come and see us. We love the AM and the PM crowd. We've been very, very busy. We had so many listeners come in and buy vehicles this weekend. They didn't give me names and information. I will have that when I talk to you next time.
All right.
And can I tell you this much? I cannot wait to talk to you.
It's only 48 hours away.
It's Wednesday.
That's right, 48 hours.
Forever, though.
All right.
Can I call you tomorrow just to talk?
Sure.
LawEnough.com, 24/7, 365. We're open late tonight. Come and see us.
All right, John.
All right, see
you. We'll send him. Thank you. And he also has a lot of Silverado and a lot of Impala and a lot of Cruze. He's like 300 Cruze or something. Maybe not 300. We're coming right back. Big 550.
Speaking of cruising, we're going to see who's cruising down the highways. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, you're not cruising too well on southbound 270. It's still working with this crash south of Doherty Ferry, and it's got the two left lanes blocked. Traffic now looks like it's backing up. It's pretty solid now from Olive all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, a bit heavy, McDonald through New Florissant. We have westbound 70, starting to get just a little busy past the airport, but then you're slow 370 out through Highway K. Westbound 40, slow now from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And you've got the construction or the bridge work that's going on northbound 67, slow from 94 up to the Clark Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Denny's. Eat great for just $4. You can with Denny's 2-4-6-8 value menu, like the $4 Everyday Value Slam. Look for Denny's coupons in this Sunday's newspaper and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers. It's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
All right. I just Googled what is the plural of equinox, and it says equinoxes. It says is the plural of equinox.
Are you going to tell them?
No. No, heck no. We need the business.
Yeah.
No. You kidding? We can't lose any clients, right? But it's equinoxes. I looked it up. The plural of AT&T would be AT&Ts, I guess. But there aren't other AT. There's only one AT&T. And those are the folks that offer U-verse. It is... Well, it's a way to get all your television programming, and it's one of the only ways to get the Southeastern Conference on the SEC network. Now, we're 10 days away from the launching of the SEC network. The Southeastern Conference Sports Channel starts August 14th. You need to get hooked up with AT&T UVerse now. It's the fiber optic provider. Your cable company will not have the SEC network. Again, August 14th, 1,000 live sporting events, college sporting events, including 45 football games. Wireless receiver means take it wherever you want. Take it out to the barbecue grill, the patio, the screened-in porch, on your tablet, your phone, whatever. You don't have to be tethered to an outlet. AT&T UVerse also has the Total Home DVR. It'll record up to 4 shows at the same time while you're watching something else. 877 only ATT. This is an easy one to remember. 877 only ATT. You can also just go to the AT&T store, or there's a website, and you'll find that site at frankopinion.com. Just click on sponsors, and all the AT&T information is there for you. August 14th is the date. The SEC channel comes online. AT&T UVerse.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T UVerse services. Call or go to att.com/UVerse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi.